pair of purple shoes with crimson soles, crimson is red, and crimson linings, and a beautiful green umbrella. So Little Black Sambo put on all his fine new clothes and went for a walk in the jungle. And by he met a tiger, and the tiger says, "Grrr, Little Black Sambo, I'm going to eat you up." And Little Black Sambo said, "Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I'll give you my beautiful little red trousers." "Well," said the tiger, "very well, I won't eat you this time, but you must give me your beautiful red trousers." So the tiger put on poor Little Black Sambo's beautiful little red trousers and went away saying, "Now I'm the grandest tiger in the jungle." And by, Little Black Sambo met another tiger, and the tiger said, "Urgh! Little Black Sambo, I'm going to eat you up." And Little Black Sambo said, "Oh, please, Mr. Tiger, don't eat me up, and I'll give you my little purple, my beautiful little purple shoes with
crimson." On the way home, he held the creek tightly in his fist and walked down the hill carefully. He was careful not to trip on any pebbles along the way, and he headed straight home. He didn't even stop to watch the fish waggling in the brook or listen to the birds jabbering in the trees. He didn't whittle himself a stick. He went straight home. But by the time he got home, all he had was a fist of crumbs. "What do you have there, Epaminondas?" asked his mother. "Cake, Mama," said Epaminondas. "Cake," said his mother as she tweaked his ear. "Epaminondas, sometimes I..."